match sticks.
I'm just ordering some dinner.
don't ruin the dinner of the show.
Oh, you actually said you're going.
Wow. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER where this week we are celebrating our 50th episode. Oh, sorry. Where we are celebrating our 50th episode. I'll get it. Where this week we are celebrating our 50th episode. No, that's not it. Where this week we are celebrating our 50th episode.
Continuous country.
Come on down.
There it is. Yes, that's right. Like a person who has climbed Mount Everest only to get to the summit and find Curtis Jackson, we have reached 50.
I don't know what
anyone?
No.
Who's Curtis Jackson?
A joke there for 50 Cent fans.
Oh, right.
Love 50 Cent.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon that's he's actually really great.
His name is Curtis Jackson.
Guess what? Oh, my God. My dad got stuck in an elevator with 50 Cent.
What?
How crazy is that? Didn't know who he was. Dad was going to work, was in a hotel. 50 Cent was just coming home from a big night out.
What?
We got stuck in the elevator chatting. Lovely man.
Yeah.
They got Your finally dad. Got down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got down.
They got down. All I want is a little bit. Is that 50?
I don't know.
And they got down and then like 50 Cent like waved goodbye to my dad off as he goes off to work and like 50's in the foyer just with his whole posse.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
So when did your dad work out?
I think he just kind of realized he was like, he's someone famous. What's going on here? He looks like he could be, you know, a musician or a rapper. And then later, after he got home from work, I asked the concierge, oh yeah, that was 50 Cent. Dad's like, cool. Still don't know who that is, but I'll tell my daughters.
So your dad is a gangster.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he hasn't got
That's a very cool story.
He's got a missing tooth.
He's got to get some gold up in there.
Yeah, I've been trying.
I've got to continue with this introduction. Well, they said it couldn't be done. They said we wouldn't last. They said we had about 10 shows in us max. Actually, no one said that. Everyone's been very supportive of this show.
And also,
Mal's been very supportive.
Max is a bit of a dick, so. We got rid of him.
We did, yeah. Remember when Max was on this show back in our like first few episodes?
Who's Max?
I don't know. Go with the joke, Gavin.
10 shows, Max.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck!
Yep.
Got it,
yeah.
Yeah, he was in there for the first 10. We really should make up a character named Max and pretend he was actually in the show. We should do this off air, not talk about it. No, everyone's been very nice. Everyone likes this show and we're very thankful. Okay. For the 50th time, Joel Kasem is my name and there's no way I could bring you this show all on my own, mostly as it's in my contract. So helping me out are the following. First up is a man who's closer to 50 than Gab and I. It's Mick Rad. Sorry, mate.
I was going to say, you've got a contract?
You don't?
Hello. What? Well, okay. I might be closer to 50 than both of you.
Yeah.
But who else is headbanging to music at 40 whatever? Then me. I don't see you two doing that. I don't see you two getting front row at a TV show and
did you hear the show last week?
Yeah, well, I got a big bone to pick with both of you, actually.
Oh, here we go.
Apparently, I'm annoying. No, I heard it come out of your mouth, Gab.
No, like we didn't say anything. Guys, stop. I know.
It's recorded. It's out there now. Apparently, I'm
it's
annoying.
Out there. It's you, been and gone. Move on,
past, mate.
No, you said I was
we
annoying.
Love you.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, you actually did spend quite a lot of the last week's episode talking about me, which I felt was, you know, it was nice.
We were so lost without
you. We were lost. Let's be honest. I can't put this front on anymore.
No.
It was hard without you.
It was a lot of dead air. It was just like crickets. Just sort of, oh.
For some reason last week, we were like, you know when you just, there's a flow, you're on it, and you go with it. Yeah. And there was a lot of times Joel and I were just looking at each other just going,
where do we go?
You say something.
Yeah.
No, you say something.
You talked about walking. You talked about...
Yeah, we did actually.
Yeah, it was an interesting episode. Oh, I enjoyed it. I'm not saying you didn't, but you know.
But, you know, we don't think you're annoying. Obviously, we're joking. It's part
you're
of the
You're annoying
show.
Now, actually.
We love you very much.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. It's nice to be back.
Second up is a woman who's further from 50 than Mick and I. It's Gabby Morris.
Yeah.
I actually don't know how old either of you are, and I don't care. I don't care to know.
Yeah, age is just a number.
It's just a number.
And we're just sitting back drinking our Savvy Bees like we're a couple of gals in our 20s.
Yes. Now, we were talking about this just before we went to air, thinking about possibly doing a show in the future where no sport is involved.
Yeah, and it's going to be called Across the Goss.
Yeah, just chat, just catch up.
That's my dream.
Maybe we could talk about the goss around at 2SER Studios. You know, there's so much goss going on.
Imagine someone driving in the car right now going, well, never listening to that show.
Well, is it going to be a volunteer entertainment show? We're going to talk about like what Kim Kardashian's up to lately.
No, it's us. Like,
it's us. It's like our goss.
What's
like,
happening in this world here?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because we're three very different people. We have different
goss
worlds.
Goss to me doesn't really mean like just gossip. It's just like what's up? What's happening? Yeah. What's going on? Like what's the vibe in your world?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I like it.
Me too. Right. Okay, cool. That's a great idea. Can we start now?
On one of the biggest sporting weeks of the year.
Sure. Do you have some goss? You want to talk about some stuff? You want to get some stuff off your chest?
Nothing juicy.
Okay.
Nothing worth taking up any airtime right now.
All right. That's fair enough. Because we do have quite a packed show. We've reached 50.
I'm really impressed with us.
Wait a second. Let's, before we start talking.
Content.
We're going to do some content now.
Okay.
Got to let the people know. I
just have to say that we're all really excited.
We
like I can feel the energy.
Everyone's a little bit bubbly today. Yeah. It's great. Normally we come in here, no one wants to be here. No, this is really cool. We're very excited. We've made 50 episodes. That's 50 weeks in a row for those playing at home. Which means in 2 weeks we've done a full year, which is incredible.
I love how we got axed now. two weeks out from
we
our
just
year.
Get the we just get a door. Sign on the on the glass.
50 and out.
Your axe. No way.
It's just like the old days when you're playing cricket.
Yeah.
And you're in the backyard, you're 50 and out. Like,
yeah.
That's, you got to retire.
Yeah.
I kind of like it though. We go off on a high note. Like we're finalists in a community broadcasting awards. We might win, we might not, but no one will ever know because we've been axed.
Well, we've made a lot more episodes than Rove, so that's good.
Yeah, I think Rove's new show did two episodes.
Yes.
I don't know, guys.
Rove. If Rove wants to come on this show, we'd love to have him.
I love Rove.
I'll get him on.
Nothing against Rove.
No worries.
Rove's a legend.
I bumped into Rove the other night, actually. Like, what's physically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. And I looked at him and I go, oh, did I go to school with you? You know when you see a celebrity and you're like, how do I know you? And then I literally clicked and I went, oh, Rove!
Did you say that?
Yeah. But he would already walk away.
It was about 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Oh, Rove!
Look at your family just meeting people.
Yeah.
We could do a show on that.
I've actually physically bumped into a lot of celebrities. Antonio Banderas.
Really?
What?
Yep. Physically bumped into him, and
did
then
you
I helped
say his
him.
Name like that too.
Yeah, and then I helped him like pick out some snowboard pants because I was in the snow at the time.
What the hell?
And I did actually ask for his autograph, which I just think ruined what we had developed, which was quite a strong friendship. Mm. And then I took it to the fan, and I was like, I don't even want your autograph. I want Melanie Griffith's autograph.
Yeah,
his wife.
Was she there?
No. Oh. So.
Can you sign it for her? Yeah. What a collector's edition that would be.
Oh, but it got stolen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my autograph got stolen from the hotel.
I don't have many autographs from people. No. I think Adrian Walton, who's been on the show a long time ago, got me Missy Higgins.
I forgot how much you love her.
I do love her very much.
Yeah. And where is it?
It's at home. I still have it.
Oh, good.
It's in a little sleeve. It's like a ripped bit of
guys,
paper
I just
well.
Realized why we're all a bit fucking daisy.
Why?
The studios have just been repainted.
Yeah.
And the smell is intense.
It's quite a lot of fumes coming through the studio. So if we do,
along with the Savvy Blancs,
we get a little bit out there. Phone in 9514 9500. Tell someone to just pop in the studio and wake us up. Where were we?
Missy. I mean, this is where Across the Goss is really taking off right now, and I can feel it going. Like, I could talk about Missy Higgins for a really long time.
I could do a show on Missy Higgins.
And if you want me to do an interpretation of her.
Very much.
Interpretation?
Yeah.
I could, if you wanted me to.
I would. I think, nah.
But we'll save that.
One day.
We'll
one
save
day.
That for
yeah,
Across
we'll
the
say,
Goss.
We'll save that.
That could be the opening.
Okay. You can sing the opening.
Scar.
In to the tune of Missy Higgins, Across the Goss
theme
song.
It's coming out, so we better get moving on.
Okay. 50 episodes, I think we've covered that bit already.
Yes.
But there's been... So what I did through the week is I went into the vault
Oh.
And I've gone through, can I say highlights?
How did you get the code? Sorry, that was such a dad joke.
It's welcome. Bring him on this show. Can I say highlights? Do we have highlights?
I think we've had some highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys at home could be the judge from what you're about to listen to. Let me find them here.
In no particular order?
There's no particular order. I'll give you a little bit of background on what these are and why I brought them in, because I have to. this one is from our first episode, which is 50 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
And this is a line from Gabby. And I feel like this one line in the first episode basically turned the show into what it is, okay? Anyway, right. Gab.
I'm just ordering some dinner.
Jesus, we're only like a few minutes into the show. It's gone.
No, I'm just kidding. Because also tomorrow is...
You really tried to save it as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I'm just kidding, but seriously.
I
think I remember the first episode going, how am I going to get out of this? I don't know anything about sport.
And you're still thinking about it.
You didn't think it would last, did you, Gab?
No, I didn't really know what was going to happen, actually. I'm actually really, really impressed, to be honest.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
I mean, I'm still often on my phone, you know, not paying attention, but...
Looking up food ordering.
Yeah.
Uber Eats.
This was from... So, you guys remember, we used to play a game called Fastballer, and then we stopped for some reason.
Oh.
We still sort of play it.
We have to name a letter.
It was about, like, thinking... Thinking fast. Too much 50 Cent. Thinking fast and having to answer really quick. And Mick really struggled with this one. Mick is saying this fastballer is not lit anymore.
Oh.
It is out.
The fire is make up your own bloody game.
Yeah, man. I'll just steal a game like Gabby did.
Yeah.
All right, let's get straight into it because we're running out of time.
Yep.
Okay.
Name a sport beginning with Q.
Equestrian. Oh, no, I said equestrian the other week, and then I just used...
Still wrong, though.
Still wrong, though.
Equestrian.
That was pretty clever of me.
The way you kind of... There was a question mark at the... Equestrian.
I still can't know sports starting with Q anyway.
Quidditch. Yeah.
No, it's not a sport.
It is. No, is it officially?
It's a fictional game from a book that no one read.
It'd have to be some sort of quad... Quad something, surely.
Quad biking.
Quad, yeah. But Quidditch, sorry, is actually a sport.
Is that the Harry Potter one?
They play it at Sydney Uni, quite seriously.
That's the Harry Potter one, right?
Yep.
And you run on a broomstick?
Yep.
Cool. I mean, I don't know why we haven't spoken about it. That is right up our alley.
Mm.
I went camping for the first time in my life with a friend who just happens to be a woman, and Mick really couldn't handle that. I'm a big hiker. Well, I love to hike.
You know the best way to keep warm when camping?
Yes, is a fire.
No.
Did you?
A fireplace. No. Did I start a fire? I did start a fire.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It took a long time because it just wouldn't start.
Stop being creepy, Mick.
Yeah, stop it, Mick. Because I'm trying to think of things to say, and even the things I'm saying are sort of like double entendres. It took me a while to get it started, and it was really... anyway... Classic.
I mean, I think that's like, if Mick doesn't make some kind of sexual joke in the episode, and I reckon we could probably listen back to every single 50 episodes,
yep. He's
made some kind of dad sexual innuendo joke.
No, I've never noticed that. Is that a thing I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Far out. Look, you both just went, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, oh. I'm not, like, I think Gabby frowns upon it a little bit. I don't mind. I think it's great.
Well, that's because Gabby's a prude.
You're a slut.
I think we have the name for this episode.
Jesus Christ. How effing dare you? I've gone to the effins. I'm a woman in my 50s now.
There was also one week where I was bored at home and played around with the speed of our voices. I don't know if you remember this.
We slowed it down.
Yeah, I slowed it down.
You just said that.
instead of speeding it up, because you're supposed to listen to the podcast at double speed.
Yeah.
Not half speed.
I went half speed. Beautiful. And I added pub type, ambience, and we sound just like this.
I've got a real problem with that. slutty term.
Okay.
As a man.
Is it because it's not a flu?
It's insinuating.
God, here we go. Oh,
it's insinuating that men are just bunging it on. And
that is actually not what it is.
What people are men are insinuating that their sickness is.
Oh my god! Sorry. I just think that like.
Oh my god!
It's just. I can't. We can't. We've lost him. We've absolutely lost him. He's had a savvy bee straight through the nose.
Oh my god! Oh,
it man. Is yeah, just
that,
genius.
If that doesn't win a sea award, nothing will.
I don't like how will we not win an award for that?
What
I love is like me in slow motion getting annoyed at you.
Yeah.
Like oh
yeah, it's perfect.
God,
it is perfect.
It is the best.
Wow.
Genius. Let me run through a few more. My ears are actually sore from laughing. There was an episode way, way back, a long time ago, where we found out Mick's favourite basketball team. Okay, basketball, just quickly. The Kings. We should support the Kings, I think, as a Sydney team. Do you support a team?
Canberra Cannons all the way.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What a lame name.
Okay, and they're also not in the comp anymore. But just go to rub it in.
To the Canberra Cannons. Oh, wait, they're not in the comp anymore.
No, so they were kicked out like 10 years ago. Or more than that.
For the name.
The younger team.
Oh, Mick.
Man, like, and what was the other one? The Canberra Capitals.
What? Yeah, the Capitals. And they still exist. Yeah. Capital letters.
Still a lame name. Like, so bad.
This was just a couple of weeks ago. Gabby, I think we were talking about birthdays or something, and this happened.
That's where I'm at.
I was talking to my dad because my dad's 60, and, you know, he really keeps it up. You know, he gets up early.
I don't want to know about that.
Yeah.
No!
Is that my sexualization again?
Oh. No, I feel sick.
Let's just stop that conversation, all right?
No, continue what I was trying to say.
Wait.
What I was trying
prick.
To say. No.
I can stand a prick.
Absolutely not. Move away.
It's just a little prick.
I'm going. I'm leaving. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Sorry. I didn't know you had that on a button. Sorry.
I know. That's what amazing. I don't know what I had that there for. I don't have
just
many.
Just for that.
That one sting. That was what it was for. Sorry, Gab. Your dad's getting it up. What happened? I forgot what we're talking about.
No, we've got to move on.
We've got to move on.
We've actually got to move on.
Yeah, we probably should. We should. Talked about birthdays for long enough.
Uh-huh.
We get into sport?
Oh.
Yeah, that way longer than that.
That was a long grab.
And I think really that I just love that I have evidence now to prove that you're a perv. Yes. You're an actual perv.
One day we'll do across the perv and it's just going to be all these grabs from Mick.
This is Mick.
Just you can have buttons and you just like hit the buttons in this order and that's the show.
All right, I want to do a couple more before we run out of time. This was, so I do the intro each week. I don't know if you guys have noticed. And
amazing.
It doesn't always work out as I want. Also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say, not that. Sorry.
Ta-da! I love that film.
It's one of my favourites too. It's one of my favourites. The joke is ruined. And also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say...
I think it's Dogs in Space, a great movie with Michael Hutchins.
Yes, there you go. That was great. But this is one of my favourites. This is the last one I'll play because we are 20 minutes in. This was Gabby being very confused about a record that was broken.
The previous world record of swimming down below ice. So I'm 70 metres down below...
No, but the record before that was only 5 metres.
No, he beat it by 5 metres. So it was...
Ha 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 ha!
Just do 6 meters, mate.
When I read this is why I've hyped up this story in my head. I thought this story was way more interesting because I thought that the only person could do 5 meters. And this.
Oh, Gab.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite grabs.
So, no, I love how I was like, no, 5 meters.
You were so sure. All right, I said that was going to be the last one, but I have one special one.
What?
A few weeks ago, 2SER approached us and said, can you guys make some ads? And we said, sure, we'll do some ads.
Yes.
We should. Mm-hmm. We're 50 weeks in. Yeah. We should do some ads.
Tell the people.
This obviously never made it to air, but this is us trying to make an ad.
Again, oh, I haven't heard
never
that.
Went
oh,
to air.
All right.
This is something we just did off air, and it's brilliant.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Every Friday night at 7, join Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad, as well as...
You don't have to read that bit. That's why it's in black.
I thought you said Gabby Morris.
You've got your own name wrong. Gabby Moore. Come on, Gabby.
Oh, my God.
Gabby Morris.
Oh. Gabby Moore Moore.
Oh, I hope that made the...
You got this, Cam.
Every Friday night at 7, join Joel Kasem. No. Every Friday night at 7, join Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad, as well as a range of guests as they attempt to deliver... Stop.
Sorry, you're pointing as you're talking. As well... As if people can see.
We should just play This Is An Ad. This would be a great ad.
Oh, God. Okay, that's it. We are.
It's just.
I'm sorry. Oh. Everyone in here is currently crying. How stupid we are.
And we are professional radio hosts.
We do a show, everyone.
We do a fantastic show called Across the Park.
It's about sport, apparently.
It is about sport and it is friendship. About sport.
Congratulations, everyone, on 50 episodes. This is about sport, so we're going to get into it with a bit of this.
Sport!
You!
That was Gabby.
That was me doing the sport, not the short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did this.
Oh, my God. Oh. I need that as my ringtone.
It goes for a
the inner child in me just is like, I'm bursting.
Someone's I appreciate found that. Some effects. And that's great. However.
We've got to get into it.
I went a bit further.
Oh, God.
Gabby, I'm really sorry.
What about my song?
This is a new song. Here we go.
Sport, 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 sport.
Oh, I need to add that to my bloody EP with Never Walk Alone, a range of genres right there on my album.
Yeah, you're a diverse musician.
Yeah.
When we do Across the Park, the musical, the seats are all part of it.
Shit. If we win this award, actually when we win this award,
how could you not?
We are going to be playing... My album launch. It'll be an album launch.
It's an album launch.
It's an album launch.
Oh, my God. I was really proud of that song.
Oh, that's impressive.
Okay. NRL. We have about 1 minute. 192 regular season games are all over, and we move into the finals. The finals tonight, Roosters versus South. Tomorrow, the Storm versus Raiders, then Manly versus Sharks. And on Sunday, Mix Eels versus Brisbane. Mick, how are the Eels going to go?
Eels will win that game. I guarantee it. Sold out Bankwest Stadium. It's going to be massive.
Score.
We've only lost 2 games every year.
What's the score?
Score.
I think Parra will win like 36-12.
Wow, right. Good one. Yeah. I reckon 24-2.
Ooh,
24-2. They kick 2 field goals to make up for it. In the AFL, Essendon season is over after the Eagles won 116-61.
Which you predicted, didn't you? I think you said that.
Did I?
Yeah,
last week's show, you said one of these teams will win, and you got right.
The time travel episode.
Yeah.
That's right. We were right.
We were.
Geelong 51 went down to the Pies 61. Yeah. It was this weird clash of the Guernseys. They have the exact same Guernseys.
Black and white.
One's black and white and blue and white.
Mm. It's actually a visual nightmare. Aesthetically, it really is. It's
and
disturbing.
Even the players said it.
It's awful.
It's ridiculous. The away team has to change it. Stupid.
So frustrating.
GWS smashed the Western Bulldogs 113-55, ending the Bulldog season. And Richmond gave themselves a week off after they hammered the Lions 112-65 this weekend. Geelong Cats play the Eagles. That's tonight, actually. It's 7:50, straight after this show, 20 minutes after this show. And then 7:30 tomorrow night, the Lions play GWS in the cricket. The Ashes, we won the Ashes.
Oh, yeah.
It's ours.
Retained.
So good.
We are champions.
Did you hear my input? Can you believe it?
I know. Thank you, Kev.
It was amazing. It wasn't. Did you just stay up and watch it? It was so good.
Yeah,
I didn't stay up.
Steve Smith, 132 is his average so far, and that includes missing some games.
If he scores over 307 runs in this last test, he will beat Don Bradman's record that would never be broken, which is the amount of runs in a series. 976-70 something.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, it's doable.
It's doable.
It is.
So he scored 671 runs, which is 300 more than anyone else in this current thing. You right, Gab?
The fumes are getting.
Okay, we're almost done. There's so much more. Cummins, 7 wickets, 24 all up. That's before game 5, which started last night. Australia won the toss, elected to
Mitch
bowl.
Marsh got 4 wickets. What is that about?
What is that about? Why is he there?
What is the point?
No, it's a good point. But he shouldn't be there, but he got 4 wickets. Anyway.
While Steve Smith might be the Elise Perry of men's cricket, Elise Perry is still the Elise Perry of the Southern Stars, and she's led them to a win over the West Indies in Antigua. So
of course she did.
Yeah. 3 one-day internationals, Australia won all
Genius.
Three.
We have to talk about basketball quickly.
Okay, basketball is next. The Boomers,
yes,
World Cup.
Amazing.
Down to the last
four. We're in the top four. America, not. Gone. Out.
Yeah, they lost 2 in a row.
Because they've got things to do.
We can win this bloody...
They've got things to do.
Australia could be world champions in basketball.
Oh, please. Who cares?
No, don't say that, because there has not been enough coverage of how well the Boomers are going.
Okay, well, who cares? Like, we know why America's out. They've got things to do.
No, but I'm saying how good the Boomers are going. I don't care about America. I'm talking about the Boomers.
America.
America.
Doesn't matter. Go Boomers. They're playing tonight against Spain.
Yes. I mean, sorry. Go the Boomers.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out of your little jacket there.
So everyone's know, there's really bad paint fumes in the studio, so I'm hiding.
You mentioned that already.
People tune in.
Oh, yeah. This is Across the Park on 2SER 107.3.
Let's play some ads.
No. In the netball, the grand finalists for the Super Netball have been decided. The Swiss will play Sunshine Coast on Sunday. Sunshine Coast are going for 3 in a row. 1 p.m. if you want to watch it on Channel 9.
Okay.
It's on. In the tennis, forget it. Soccer, Socceroos won against Kuwait, 3-0.
Yep.
Excellent. Game time. You guys are dancing.
How can you not to that amazing theme music?
So good.
Something that I didn't write.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like all the laughing is weird off now.
Yeah. I'm tired.
I'm hot and tired. And it's just paint fumes are just making
it's killing me.
Yeah.
Let's do 2 minutes worth of a game.
Go.
So I'm going to name some... I didn't write anything. I'm going to name some words. I'll say words.
Right.
And you have to guess what sport they
are associated with.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Well done.
Word association with words.
Three words, okay?
Okay.
Spike, shank,
what, volleyball?
Dick. Oh, wow. Da-ding.
What did you say?
Volleyball.
Well, he said, what, volleyball?
Volleyball.
Doesn't count, so I'll say volleyball. I can't even say.
You're both wrong.
I said volleyball.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Chukka, knock-in, and mallet.
Ooh, croquet.
No.
Oh.
Yep.
The one with the horse, when they're in a horse.
Polo.
Polo.
Polo's great.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't say polo, I said polo.
No, but... Damn it.
Damn it. Okay. Back wall shot, boast, and hand.
Squash.
Yeah.
Squash is fun. Fact.
Let's talk. Let's have a whole episode
across the squash.
Across the squash.
No, seriously. Squash is really fun.
Yeah. I played
it's hard
in
work.
High school.
It's crazy. Ooh,
that was a long time ago.
It was. And I will probably do one more. Block, clinch, and prop.
Rugby.
Wrong.
Union.
Prop. Clinch.
Prop.
Boxing.
Yeah. Hey. I actually gave you the answer.
What is a prop?
I don't know what any of those words are.
Hey, clinch, Joel, I just have to say,
yes,
that was a really good game.
Thanks. I've got more.
That's
so I've actually been saving these up for a while.
The best game you've ever done in the 50 episodes we've ever done. And I'm
excellent.
Not even being
yeah.
a dickhead. I'm being genuine.
Thank
you. It was very related. It's very relatable to sport.
There's two more. I'll do them next week.
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
So next week is 51. Nothing show.
Who cares?
Nothing to celebrate.
Whatever.
Come back at 100.
Unless we counted wrong.
Imagine that.
Probably have.
Sorry.
All right, that's the end of the show. Thanks, 50.
Hey! 50.
Bye.
Did it. Bye.
Bye. Bye.